give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located here in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, happy Thanksgiving to each of you. I know it's a little different kind of a day for many. Hopefully you don't have to work today. You get to spend time with your family and enjoy and give thanks to God for his goodness to each one of us. And I want to share something with you today on this Thanksgiving Day from Psalm 100. Not a long psalm, but it is a psalm of thanksgiving. Psalm 100 says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and praise his name, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." What do you think of when you think of Thanksgiving? Is it just turkey? Is it football? Is it a long weekend? Is it shopping? Is it history? Is it family? Is it Black Friday? Thanksgiving is much more than any of that. Listen, this day is not just a day for food and football and family. It's not just a holiday every fourth Thursday in November. As I mentioned yesterday and on the day before, it's not just Thanksgiving for the people of God. It's Thanksgiving. And yet we know, and I'm thankful, that there's a day set aside, a distinctive holiday. It's not commemorating a battle. It's not commemorating anybody's birthday. It is a day set aside, unique to America, of thanking God. In 1789, George Washington made a public proclamation saying, "It's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and to humbly implore his protection and favor." And he recommended and assigned Thursday, the 26th day of November, 1789, to be a day of thanksgiving. Now we know, most of us know the story of the Pilgrims and how they and the Indians and had a Thanksgiving feast, and all the way back in 1621, long before Washington's proclamation. But even earlier than 1621, we know that people offered thanks to God. Here's the Psalm 100. Here's the Psalm of Thanksgiving. And it calls on us to praise the Lord with thankfulness. And I want to share with you today five key words that describe the essence of Thanksgiving. Five key ingredients for your Thanksgiving day. All right, number one, joy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Oh, we don't have problems shouting at a football game, but we seldom raise our voice at church. And our lives are meant to be a joyful call to God. God says it's okay to get excited about who he is. Not long ago, I saw a film clip of a victory celebration in New York City when World War II ended. Oh, the celebration was a shout of praise. The war was over. The victory had been won. And listen, my friend, we can shout praises to God. Why? I read the end of the book. I know who wins the war. I know who has the victory. Praise be to God. I need to shout joyfully because we have the victory in Jesus Christ. We can be filled with joy and we can shout about it. Oh, my friend, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So I see joy. Make a joyful noise. Then two, gladness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. There's a huge difference between gladness and sadness. When we come before the Lord, we're to do it with gladness, not sadness. There are times that people come to church on Sunday morning and it's almost look like they're having to come to a funeral service. But the truth is, we're not coming to a funeral service on Sunday. We're coming to a resurrection service on Sunday. The Lord is risen from the dead. And we celebrate that. You see, hey, I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that He is living. Whatever men may say, I see His hand of mercy. I hear His voice of cheer. And just the time I need Him, He's always near. He lives! He lives! Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives? He lives within my heart. Oh, I tell you, folks, when we come before the Lord, we ought to do it with gladness. When the Queen of Sheba came to visit Solomon, she was so impressed with all that she saw. Oh, but it wasn't just the wealth that she was impressed with. It wasn't just the possessions of Solomon. Let me read you what she said. She said to the king, "It was a true report that I heard of thy, in my own land, of thy acts and of thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believed not the words until I came, and mine eyes had seen it. And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom and prosperity exceed the fame which I heard. But watch this. Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee, and that hear thy wisdom." She says, what amazed her was how happy his servants were serving the Lord. I'm not just serving the Lord. I'm serving the Lord with gladness. I'm serving the Lord with happiness. I'm glad I can serve the Lord. What's the first ingredient? Joy. The second ingredient? Gladness. Third ingredient? Dependence. Dependence. Verse 3, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture." Now, this verse shows three roles of God. The Lord, He is God. First of all, God is the Lord. Lord means ruler. Lord means master. Lord means He's the boss of our life. Folks, it seems simple, but boy, we have to be reminded of it sometimes. God is God, and we are not. So He's the Lord. But secondly, it says He's creator. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. If you create something, you are greater than what you have created, and you have every right over that which you have made. Well, God made us, and God created us. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. God is the Lord, God is the creator, and then God is the shepherd. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. God guides us just as a shepherd guides his sheep. God guides us to the place of security and plenty and rest. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Someone has rightly said, if we are created, He's the creator. If we are sheep, He is our shepherd. If we enter His courts, He is our king. If we serve Him, He is our master. I am dependent upon God. He gives me the air that I breathe. He knows every hair on my head. He knows every beat of my heart. So thank Him today for being God. I am dependent. We are dependent on Him. Well, we have three ingredients so far: joy, gladness, dependence, and then notice verse 4, thankfulness. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Now you're giving thanks because you're thankful. Thanksgiving flows from a thankful heart. In Luke 17, there's a very interesting story. Jesus enters a village, and upon entering, He finds 10 men who were lepers. They stood a long way off and yelled out to Jesus, "Jesus, Lord, have mercy on us." And when Jesus saw them, He said to them, "Go show yourself to the priests." Did you know they hadn't been cleansed yet? They left before they were cured, because the Bible says that as they went along, they were cleansed. You know what happened to them? Only one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned around and went back to Jesus. The Bible says he fell down and glorified God and thanked Jesus for what he had done. Only one out of 10 thanked the Lord Jesus. And you remember what Jesus asked him? He said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Now, I think those 9 were thankful. They didn't take time to express their thanks. Take time today on Thanksgiving Day to express our thankfulness to God for what He has done. Count your blessings. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. That brings us to our fifth ingredient today, and that's gratitude. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Verse 5. Three reasons to be grateful today on this Thanksgiving Day 2022. Number one, the Lord is good. Oh, if I could just get people to understand that. God is a good God who does good things. The Lord is good. And by the way, that's why we're trying to get people to be good in America without God. And without God, you don't get good. We must have God to have good. God is good. Number two, the Lord's mercy is everlasting. The Lord's mercy is everlasting. Oh, I think it's Psalm 136 that every verse ends with His mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever. Mercy is not receiving from God what we really deserve. Aren't you glad? His mercy endureth forever. Aren't you glad, as Lamentations tells us, His mercies are new every morning? Oh, thank God for His mercy. And then we know His Lord's truth endures forever. His truth endures forever. Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. The word of God will endure forever. The Lord's truth. He's given us the truth of His word. You know how long that lasts? That, my friend, is forever. It's never ending. Paul would write this in the book of Romans, chapter 11, giving praise and thanks to God. He writes, "For of Him, and through Him, and to Him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." Oh, that's good, isn't it? Our praise, our thanksgiving, our worship needs to be directed to God. We need to be thankful for what He has done. Five short verses. And look how many times God is mentioned or referred to. Did you see it? Listen carefully. And how many times God or the Lord is mentioned, okay? Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. 15 times in 5 verses. Oh, listen, this Thanksgiving today, with all the preparations, the events, the excitement, the gathering, the family, my prayer is that God will be thanked. With joy and gladness, with thanksgiving and gratitude, and with a heart dependent upon Him. The five ingredients for Thanksgiving Day: joy, gladness, dependence, thankfulness, and gratitude. I hope you'll take those ingredients and make it a great, great Thanksgiving Day for you and for yours. From all of us here at Words to Encourage Radio and Bible Baptist Church, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving Day. Now, we plan to be with you again tomorrow on the radio and the day after Thanksgiving Day, Black Friday, as they like to call it. And I want to talk to you a little bit tomorrow, Lord willing, about God loves individuals. God loves individuals. What a great truth that is. And I hope you'll join us for that. All right, have a wonderful day, everyone. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.